Welcome back to the Lawn Hustle. Today we're talking about timeless biblical principles for business growth. Timeless biblical principles for business growth, grounded in Scripture and highly applicable for entrepreneurs, leaders, and service-based business owners, like those in the green industry. 2026 is here. We welcome the new year, but we refuse to do things like we've always done them. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over and expecting a different result. The changing of the calendar will not change your business. It is up to you to put forth the effort, the work, and set your business up for success. So we want to talk about some biblical principles that will help us do that. Number one, everything belongs to God. We manage it faithfully. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. So what is the business application to this scripture? Number one, we treat our business as a responsibility, not just an asset. We manage our time, our finances, our clients, and equipment with a spirit of excellence. Growth follows faithfulness. If you're faithful over a few things, the scripture said he'll make you ruler over many things. If you're faithful in the lean days, he will reward you with days of plenty. Growth follows faithfulness, not shortcuts. Number two, integrity builds long-term success. Character sustains growth when opportunities appear. If you are faithful and you work your business with integrity, in the years when the finances aren't there, the collaborations aren't there, the sponsorships aren't there, but you are faithful with what you have, and you work with what you have, opportunities will appear. Because if you're faithful, faithfulness always is followed by growth. Growth follows faithfulness, not shortcuts. If you are taking shortcuts, you are setting yourself up for failure. If you use terms like failure's not an option, or I refuse to come up short, you are setting yourself up. Unless you are putting in the work to make sure failure's not an option. So integrity, it builds that long-term success. The Bible said in Proverbs 21 and verse number 1, a good name is more desirable than great riches. My dad, God rest his soul, used to tell me all the time that don't do anything to put a black mark on your name. Because if you destroy your name, you might not ever get it back. And that has resonated with me and stuck with me. I am now 60 years old. And throughout my life, I want to try to be a man of integrity, honesty, and faithfulness. Keep your word with your customers and your employees. Price your jobs honestly and deliver what you promise. It's okay to not be the low guy, but if you're the higher guy, make sure you deliver a job that justifies the price. Your reputation compounds faster than marketing, because word of mouth at times can be your best advertisement. Principle number 3, diligence produces increase. Consistent effort outperforms talent without discipline. Let me say that again. Consistent effort outperforms talent without discipline. The plans of a diligent lead surely to abundance, Proverbs 21 and 5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. If you plan and you work your plan, it will lead to abundance. The business application is build your systems, your schedules, and your standards. Don't rely on motivation. Rely on process. Motivation can fail. Motivation can dissipate. Motivation can vanish. But if you build systems, schedules, and standards, they will stand when you're not motivated. So you cannot rely on motivation alone. Small daily improvements create big growth. How can I be 5 or 10% better today than I was yesterday? What can I do today to asset my business, to bring my goals to fruition? What can I do today to help me be the best version of me? What can I do to help my business grow? Biblical principle number 4. Growth flows from service, not self-promotion. We're going to take a break, and we're going to hear a word from Joey Coberly, the landscaping bookkeeper.
Did you know that bookkeeping is one of the first things you should outsource before scaling your company? Hey guys, it's Joey with the Landscaping Bookkeeper, and I wanted to personally invite you to join our group of more than 50 lawn care owners that have decided to track and learn their numbers. With the Landscaping Bookkeeper, you'll get monthly accountability and peace of mind knowing that your business is on the right track financially. You can book a call with us by going to thelandscapingbookkeeper.com and scheduling a 15-minute phone call. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Thanks.
And we're back. We want to continue our biblical principles to business growth. Principle number four. Let's recap. Number one, stewardship over ownership. Number two, integrity builds long-term success. Number three, diligence produces increase. And number four, growth flows from service, not self-promotion. Mark 10:43, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. We are servants. We're servants to our clients. We're servants to our community. And if you want to be great, you first have to be a servant. Solve real problems with real people. Train your team to serve, not to just complete task. Loyal customers come from genuine care. I have an ebook coming out soon on Rooted for the Long Haul, How to Retain Customers in the Green Industry. Those customers, those loyal customers, come from genuine care. You treat them with dignity. You treat them with respect. You're a man of integrity. You walk with excellence and honesty. And it builds a relationship with your clients. And we all want loyal customers. Those that will stick with you year after year after year after year. I've got some clients I've been serving since the first year I was in business. Biblical principle number five. Wise counsel accelerates growth. Wise counsel accelerates growth. Isolation limits perspective. Counsel multiplies wisdom. No man is an island. I want to tell you, we need each other in this industry. We need to be a part of this community. When you isolate yourself or you bury your head in the sand, how will you know what's going on within the industry in general? The trends, the new equipment, the new programs to help your business run more efficiently. You need to attend meetings like the LCR Summit with Naylor Taliaferro. You need to attend Equip Expo to see the latest and the greatest in equipment. But more than seeing new equipment, it's the networking opportunity. I've heard it said several times, your net worth is your network. Your network is your net worth. So you need to attend these meetings. There's more meetings that are made available and offered to those in the green industry to help your business grow, to help you grow. If you stop growing, you're dying. Can I repeat that? If you stop growing, you are dying. Wise counsel accelerates growth. There's nothing like getting next to someone who has been where you are. And now they have grown, they have scaled, they have advanced, and they can help you. They can give you advice. They can give you some principles to build your business on, to establish systems that will help you grow in this industry. When you serve before you scale, it solves real problems for real people. It trains your team and it builds those loyal customers, those clients that won't leave you when you raise your price because they know the quality of work that you do. People are willing to pay for their desired outcome. That's why when you go to do an estimate, you need to communicate with your potential client. Find out what is their desired outcome. So you know how and what you should price the job. Charge according to your worth and the perceived outcome. And if you don't get the job, that's okay. Because there will be more Google searches. There will be more phone calls. There will be more estimate requests. Charge your price, but deliver a job that justifies your price. I hope that makes sense. Wise growth accelerates when you get counsel. Plans fail for a lack of counsel. But with many advisors, they succeed. Proverbs 20 and 18. Plans fail for a lack of counsel. But with many advisors, they succeed. That's powerful stuff. Seek mentors, coaches, peer groups. Join my mastermind group on Facebook, the Lawn Hustle Mastermind. We have Zoom calls. We talk about business growth. We talk about personal growth. We talk about what we can do, when we need to do it. All of these things are important. When you surround yourself with people, there's something powerful that transpires when you join your community. Learn from those that are ahead of you. One thing I've noticed about going to Equip Expo is I can walk in and there's 30,000 people there. There are a lot of businesses that are much further advanced than I am. They run bigger operations. They have greater revenue. They have nicer equipment. And the list goes on and on. It does not intimidate me because I can learn from them. And then there are businesses that aren't where I am. And they come up and talk to me, shake my hand, take a picture, ask questions. Because the green industry is a community. And when you surround yourself with people that are further than you, it gives you the encouragement or the strength that you need, or that inner self-worth that says, I can do this. I want everyone to know you can make it. Don't you give up. Don't you quit. Don't you throw in the towel. You can make it in this industry. Get a mentor. Get a coach. And it might cost you some money, but you need to invest in yourself. It's my opinion you should invest in yourself equally to what you invest in your business. It might be a lot of money, but when you invest in yourself, it's going to make you a better business owner, a better man, a better husband, a better father. Read good books. And I can throw this in. I'm not getting paid for any of this advertisement, but I encourage you to read Paul Jameson's books. Listen to the Pond Diggers podcast. Listen to the LCR Media podcast. Listen to Tony's Lawn Care, my friend Tony Rudolph. Listen to his podcast. Listen to Aaron Sutter's Mowing in the Dark podcast. Listen to the Turf Nerds podcast with Greg and Evan. Great people. They've been there. They've done that. They know what's going on in the industry. They're on the cutting edge, and they can help you grow. When you're out working, don't waste time just mowing. Listen to a podcast. Listen to a book. Educate yourself. Train yourself to become better. So, wise counsel accelerates growth. Learn from those that are ahead of you, and humility opens doors that pride closes. Humility opens doors that pride closes. Number six, excellence honors God. Your work is work that is done wholeheartedly. Whatever you do, work at with all your heart as working for the Lord. Colossians 3:23. The business application is, do quality work when no one's watching. You know, they say the definition of integrity can be, you do what's right when you're by yourself. You do what's right when no one's watching. You do what's right when you're not in a crowd. Train your team to care about the details. I rolled up on a job one morning. I told my helper, before we start, grab that trash can, roll it up, and set it beside the garage door. He asked a question, is that our job? No, it's not in the contract, but it's our job. Because when you do the little things, it opens the door for big things. When you're faithful over a few things, he'll make you ruler over many things. Excellence separates leaders from laborers. Principle number seven. Patience beats impulse. Sustainable growth takes time. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we shall reap a harvest. Galatians 6:9. Don't rush growth. Don't rush success. Daily put in the work. Daily do what you need to do. Again, faithful in the small things. Avoid fast money that damages trust. Build for the long term, not just this season. And consistency creates momentum. We've done a podcast in the past. Consistency is key. Number 8, generosity unlocks increase. Giving creates a capacity for growth. Luke 6:38, give, and it will be given unto you. Invest in your people. Support your community. Give to the poor. Be generous with knowledge and opportunity. I was reading Paul Jamison's book on Level Up Your Money, Biblical Principles. And in his chapter that he talked about giving to the poor, it inspired me. And I mow a little homeless camp in town. I don't get paid for it. I do it out of my heart. And I went there to mow, and a lady come walking across the field. And I waved her down. She walked up, I shut the mower off. And I reached in my pocket. I had a $10 bill in my pocket, and I gave it to her. I said, go get you something to eat. Now, the biblical principle is you give without an expectation of being paid back. Because what you do in secret, he will reward openly. So I gave her the $10 knowing she would never pay me back. And that's okay. Because God will reward. God will bless when you give to the less fortunate. So be generous. Number 9. Leadership is accountability. Authority grows when responsibility is embraced. Luke 12:48, from everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. So you lead by example. You cannot lead by saying, you do what I say. You lead by saying, do what I do. You see, I just believe you cannot be a good business owner and not be a good husband. They bleed together. You can't be one thing at work and another thing at home. You can't be one thing at home and another thing at work. You need to be consistent. Take responsibility when things go wrong. Growth follows trustworthy leadership. Everything rises and falls on leadership. And if you think you're a leader and nobody's watching you, nobody's walking with you, then you are just taking a walk. Biblical principle number 10 for business growth: seek God first. Matthew 6:20 or 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. The biblical application for your business here is make decisions through prayer and wisdom and godly counsel. Don't sacrifice values for profit. When your priorities are right, provisions follow. We're going to wrap this up, but we're going to hear from our show sponsor, EarthaPro. And I want to say thank you, EarthaPro, for sponsoring The Lawn Hustle. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your friendship. And it means a lot to have you on board with The Lawn Hustle.
Tired of chasing payments and losing track of jobs? EarthaPro back office software makes it simple for solo guys and small lawn care and landscaping crews. Schedule, invoice, and organize all in the same place. We also have a mobile app and integrate into QuickBooks. Sign up at EarthaPro.com with promo code TheLawnHustle11 for a $50 Amazon gift card, 10% off, and personalized onboarding. EarthaPro, you run the outside work, we run the office.
The bottom line is, God grows what we steward well. Serve faithfully. Lead with integrity. Business growth isn't just about scaling revenue. It's about building something that lasts. If you have enjoyed this episode, share it with a fellow lawn hustler. I hope that you find value in this episode. It has meant a lot to me to share it with you. We'll talk again next week. I hope you have a great week.